Do you realize the absurdity? Love having Dan Campbell on. We asked him, where does this team need to be better? And he said, we could score faster. They scored 52 points. Yeah, those drives could have been scored sooner.
Yeah, some of them just took a little bit too long.
The absurdity of how dominant this football team is, and it's why as we sit here today, I don't understand the doubt. I don't understand anybody who hasn't fully bought in at this point. The Lions are the most dominant team in football by just about every single measure, and they're a complete team. They've handled their injuries. They've rallied. The offense is elite. They're blowing people out. When they play good teams on the road, when they don't play their best, they still find ways to win. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. For the first time in the history of the Lions, they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl. So I don't understand those who doubt this team. I think most people have bought in, but there are still some doubters out there, John.
Well, here's where you lose me in doubting this team. When you lose leadership, there's always ways to cover up deficiencies. And we've seen them do it on the field where you lose Aiden Hutchinson and you don't create as much pressure. You don't get as many sacks. Your quarterbacks are standing back there, all comfortable delivering the ball, but you still find ways to win. You're going to be able to do that at times. Not with everybody, but at times. Where they have really shown their grit, to use their own term, is when you lose Aiden Hutchinson in the locker room. You lose them in the weight room. You lose them at meetings. And now it's the same thing with Alex Anzalone. And yeah, okay, Hutch can be back. He's not going to be back full time because he needs to work on rehab and getting healthy, but he could still be around meetings. He's not going to be out at practice. Same thing with Alex Anzalone. He could still be on sidelines because he can get out of the way and defend himself, but you're not going to have him on the field at practice. You're not going to have him in the weight room. You're not always going to have him in the meeting rooms. Their ability to overcome losing high quality leaders has what has been most remarkable to me.
248-539-9797. What we want from you guys, we want to know, are you still doubting this team and why? If you were a doubter who has since bought in, what was the moment that changed your mind? This is inspired because of a phone call we took yesterday on Lions Victory Monday. It was AC in Detroit. We'll play that again for people who missed it. He is someone who called in, and we went back and forth before the season, and he called us delusional, and I called him a jackass, and we broke bread yesterday on the air. At one point, he said, you can't win with a civilian at quarterback, referring to Goff as just a guy. You don't have an alien like Mahomes, Allen, or Lamar. So maybe you are still in the doubt camp, in the Nick Wrong camp. 248-539-9797. The lines are open.
Well, here's the thing about Patrick Mahomes. Is he the best quarterback in the league? Yeah. I don't know that you'll debate that. Is he having his best year?
He leads the league in interceptions. How about your civilian in Kansas City?
And he's only got 15 touchdowns compared to 20 for Jared Goff. Everybody needs a supporting cast. Some need it less than others. Patrick Mahomes doesn't need a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
And they got stronger at the trade deadline, but it hasn't made them a better team. The Lions are the best team. They have the most depth. They have and I don't know enough about Kansas City or Buffalo to talk about their culture or the character in the locker room. All I could talk about is what I know about the Detroit Lions, and you'd be hard pressed to say that anybody else has a better culture, a better chemistry than this team. When you're talking about superstars, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Penei Sewell, Frank Ragnow, Jared Goff. Let's switch to the defense. When you have Terrion Arnold, who's coming in and playing really good as a rookie, Kirby Joseph leads the NFL in interceptions.
Yeah.
Guys that aren't looking for me stats. They're getting them, but they're not asking for them. They're not looking for them. They're not demanding them. This is a team of selfless superstars.
And let's not confuse being a good team for not having stars, because I think they will have like a handful of all pro guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're going to have double-digit pro bowlers.
Brian Branch. I mean, like, I didn't even run down the entire list.
Well, they may have two all-pro safeties, and I think Aleem McNeil can be a pro bowler. I don't think he's an all-pro, but he's one of the better at his position. And then offensively, you're right. It's Ragnow. It's Sewell. The running backs together are as dangerous a backfield as there is in the NFL, and St. Brown was an all-pro last year, and he is doing it again this season. No, this is a team. And I would agree that Goff needs more help around him than Patrick Mahomes. Fortunate for Jared Goff, he has more help around him than Patrick Mahomes. So what are we talking about? If Nick Wright wants to do his Mahomes mountain and say he's the best quarterback in football, great. The Lions are the best team, whether he wants to acknowledge it or not. If he wants to tell me Josh Allen's better than Jared Goff, I agree with him. Josh Allen's team isn't better than Jared Goff's team. And you have to score with your entire team. You have to have defense. The Lions are improved on defense. John, I don't know what people need to see at this point, other than seeing the confetti actually fall in New Orleans. And at that point, like, hey, congrats. Now you're going to acknowledge they're good. At some point, you have to open up your eyes and see what's happening in front of you. Yeah. I don't care how many times they've hurt you in the past. They are not that team. They continue to prove it. What more do you need to see?
From top down, whether it's owner, general manager, coach, player, I mean, at every level, they are nowhere similar to where this organization was 4 years ago.
248-539-9797. Let's play the AC in Detroit call. This was what inspired the conversation. This call was from yesterday.
I just want to tip my hat to you guys. I'm calling back. I was wrong. I said you guys were delusional, saying this is going to be a historic offense, but here we are, week 11, and they are doing historical things. I didn't see it from the beginning, but about the team, I knew the team would be good, but I didn't think they would be this good. I just want to tip my hat to you guys and say that, hey, you guys called it. Nice word. Go Lions.
AC, were you the guy I called you a jackass? Was that you?
You did.
My bad. You did. My bad.
No, it's cool.
You're owning up to it. I saw this, but I wonder when did it sink in for you? Was it yesterday that you said, wow, I just got to throw my hands up in the air. This is next level. This is truly something special.
No, it was a couple weeks ago. I just didn't have time to call in. Okay. But no, it's been a couple few weeks. I've been like riding this way. I'm like, okay, I'm a believer now. This is not saying that I'm not guaranteeing anything. I think I would, like everyone else, like you just said, they are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I am still kind of mad the NFL, they gave Minnesota this easy schedule. I want to lock up this number one seed and the division sooner than later. But
yeah, same.
I mean, let's go Lions. I'm rolling.
So which camp are you in, from doubter to believer, or are you still doubting that this team is winning the Super Bowl? It's 97.1.